And joining me on the phone right now, Chad and Ollie, how are you going, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. You're having a bit of a holiday.
Yeah, just down in the southwest at the moment. I think like probably 3/4 of the Perth population that drove down here in the last couple of days.
Yeah, the traffic was pretty crazy, hey?
It was a little bit hectic, so, but look, here's what it is. Nice to have a little break and get away for Easter. And Easter obviously already here and giving us a great round of footy to kick off already. And three teams already playing means that there's three teams that have already got their Easter chocolates already. We saw the round kick off with an outstanding game up at the Gabba, where we saw Brisbane up against Collingwood. Collingwood bounced back pretty strong, but in the end, Lions just too strong and got that job
done. Yeah, that was a great game. I think the stat was something like Brisbane have won the last 28 of their 30 games at the Gabba, so they really have made it back to that Gabatoire, as they used to say. But
excluding finals.
Yeah, excluding finals. That's where they are. The last 3 or 4 years, Brisbane have really, really done well through the season. Then hardly won a final at all. Really want to try and push up. But it's nice having football on Good Friday, because go back a couple of years, and for the previous long, long time, there was no AFL on Good Friday. Obviously, yeah. You play Wacker on Good Friday, but never any football.
No, any doubleheader on Friday as we rolled into the Bulldogs were up against the Kangaroos, and a dominant performance by the Bulldogs. They just looked unstoppable. It's very varied quality of Bulldogs this year.
Similar to the Eagles game in regards to, they were up by about 40, 50 points very early, but at least North did make a bit of a game of it. But two teams not going in totally different directions, but different phases of where they'd like to be.
Big news this week, Gil McLachlan announced that he would be stepping down at the end of the season. And he's well and truly left his mark on the game as he directed the AFL through probably one of the most challenging years in the history with COVID and all the issues he faced there. And also, the introduction of the AFLW.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's going to leave his legacy, isn't he? Especially as the AFLW, you know, he'll be able to look back in 10, 15 years' time and the legacy. So it is going to be quite nice for him to see exactly how that sort of progresses through when, you know, it started as a semi-professional weather, so he can watch that baby go. So it'd be nice for him to have that exact legacy that he can see. I actually really like Gil. I reckon he's been a people's person. You know, even when they spoke about we'll storm the field, you know, he kind of gave, oh, yeah, you know, I don't think anyone will mind if they sort of storm on the field. So I reckon he's been good for the AFL.
Harry Mackay this week was the first to play fined with the staging for the season, as the news game, he had an excessive exaggeration from with contact that definitely wouldn't have been out of place for the WWE.
I mean, you want to name and shame more players, I think. Things that we want in the game. Other games, how much it can be a blight on their game, you know, a soccer, because it's worth so much to try and win a free kick or a penalty or... But it's not something we want in the game. So when it does, call these players out on it.
Jack Riewoldt on the weekend obviously kicked the goal that gave him the equal goal tally with his cousin. And so we start to see the question start to come up now a bit more of who will remember as the best Riewoldt.
Still Nick Riewoldt. I think he just had, I don't know, I love the way Nick Riewoldt went about it.
Oh, but it's a game, but I guess Jack probably edges him out now with the premiership. A amount of goals in a shorter period of time. He probably just tips him now.
Just tips him, you think?
Congratulations to Zane Su in the Waffle, that nominated as the Eagles Waffle captain.
Congratulations, sir.
As a son of a former champ.
Was it Brayshaw? Who was the previous? No, it was...
Brayshaw was the captain.
Brayshaw was the captain.
We also saw last weekend the AFLW Grand Final, saw the Crows get up. 2,700 people, so good out there in South. Watch the girls get the job done, and that game with some great skills on display.
Yeah, absolutely.
Moving into the local footy, we had Eagles versus Pies last weekend.
Gaffy was up for this game. Gaffy, he couldn't wait to get onto RTR and talk about how well the Eagles had done.
A miracle, a marvel.
Not thinking about the fact that the Eagles were actually going to play again before we got onto the radio. Here we are.
But look, it's a win that no one saw coming, and the lesser named players really did stand up and 7 points down at 3/4 time. They rallied and brought it home strong. efficiency was the key. The Pies were squandering shots in front of goals, whereas the Eels were very accurate. When you look at it, 10-14 to 14-3 was an outstanding goal kicking display.
Every time the Eagles went forward, they were not just as far as the goal kicking went, they were extremely accurate and efficient. But just even every time they went in there, sort of getting the ball in good spots and being able to take shots from good positions on goal. I mean, that was a game that we gave the Eagles absolutely no hope at all. The entire midfield was basically gone. No Shuey, no Kelly, no Yo, no Sheik. You know, the entire midfield gone, and somehow they pull off the miracle at Marvel.
A lot of people remember the name Dacos. Good as his sons.
Yeah.
Two of them
incredible. Anything they get near the goal, and they're both just movers. Especially once they get around goals, they just know where the goals are.
Then we saw Josh Kennedy with only four kicks
and
goals.
Definitely
can impact a very, very small quantity of football and had an outstanding impact on that game there. The game powered with the Nick Nat injury, obviously him now for an extended period, is going to hurt the Eagles.
Yeah, they haven't given an exact timeline, have they? But it's sort of 10 to 12 is the most reported for Nick Nat doing a medial ligament. So it's not clearly nowhere near as bad as an ACL, but still a knee injury.
And then from happiness to sadness, we roll on to yesterday's game with the Eagles up against the Swans at home. Not a lot positive to say about this if you're an Eagles fan.
The Eagles brought in all the big names, a lot of big names back, ones we just mentioned before. Shuey, Yo, Lee, Cripps, powerful midfield. It's got smashed out of the midfield.
Big for Nick Nat and Gov going down, but no excuse the way they were beaten. They were just comprehensively beaten all around the ground. And the Swans were just peppering those goals in the early beginning of the game. And eventually,
McDonald, in our first quarter, kicking a brilliant goal, WA product.
But it does raise the question, did the Eagles rush back too soon?
Yes, but when the cavalry are there, it's going to be hard to hit them, isn't it? I think it's always the lure. It's a half-done yo better than a 25th, 26th, 27th player on the list. And it's always going to be a coach knows what they can do, pulls them in hopes, don't they, really? But in the end, it did have too many dumb players.
But as they say, there's no point in living in the past. We push on and look to next week and continue on with footy there. Down the road, we see the Dockers were up against GWS last week. And they were wayward in front of goals when it counts. But they really clicked in the gear. On 36 points to 4, sort of run out.
Now, aren't they? The Dockers they were coming good football, especially. But there is no five. And then Monday, but the baton as well passed over to the Brayshaws of the of this new crop of midfielders that have come through.
You look at Brody playing outstanding in that game, and he is steal of the year. He was given to Freo and is a walk up best.
We thought this was going to happen as soon as they sort of picked him up. We thought they've done well there, and he is for those. Play fantasy football, but how good his stats have been.
Was that as well? See some brilliant class out of the kid as he cracked goals.
Yeah, absolutely. Another good WA boy managed to stay. And it just adds to all that list that the Dockers used to get the best WA team, which means they'll want to stay. Two, they've got that big core group that's just going to keep coming up together.
Kicking count isn't meant to be equal. Did make it tough for GWS. Count of 42-16.
A lot of free kicks, isn't it? That is a lot.
It's very lopsided. I mean, at the end of the day, they're there, you call them. But
you're first to the ball, and you're harder quite often going to get more free kicks. But that is just a lot of free kicks to be paid.
The Dockers now off to Marble, playing footy, but they were a bit slow to kick off in the early. Seeing them the season very nicely. Heading over to Melbourne, they get to welcome back some great players in Pierce Sarong, but they do lose Schultz to goals. And they're set to unveil their new drafting weekend as well.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Dockers will definitely be thankful for getting Sarong back out.
We should see Freo have a big advantage in the ruck, with Draper probably not performing very well so far this year. The big boy down there, Freo, should get that top job.
He's kept a couple of nice goals, though, actually, Draper. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I've seen him play some football in small parts.
Along your returning home there is health and safety protocol. We're looking to another victory and be cementing them the top of the ladder there. Looking into the cherished moment, although the feeling was short-lived, that return to that winning moment, I can't believe that undermanned Eagles victory last week. It was just great. Yeah. You know, Lecky wouldn't have been too much of a fan watching that game, but as Eagles fans, we...
No, I'll be with you too. I mean, that was just a game that you didn't expect to win. Did you not expect to win? Once the Pies robbed the Eagles by, I think, maybe sort of 7 points in the last quarter, you're like, well, this is going to be it. But the fight back from the to light was great to see.
And from one end of the spectrum to the crystal ball gazing, I'm not sure. Well, just thinking about high draft picks and thanks very much.
Gaffy's already on the, maybe we should start tanking for a few.
I assume that's what we're already doing, but no, outside of that. Just looking forward to seeing Carlton. Can they bounce back? I picked them as one of my ladder bolters this year. But when they pick, can they bounce back and get that win?
Yeah, especially after, you know, they're going to have to put a lid back on it now, aren't they, the Carlton supporters, because they've lost, it's hopefully not going to be too long for them, but they've lost Cripps and they did this thing pretty unconvincingly to the Suns.
The tips. We saw Brisbane and Collingwood kick it off. I think most people would have picked Brisbane, obviously, at the Gabba with that strength there, but I definitely did lock in Brisbane.
Yeah, I locked in Brisbane as well.
When we saw Bulldogs up against North, I don't think very many people would have picked North for that win, so most people probably would have locked the Bulldogs in.
It was going to be, and hoped it was going to be a little bit closer. Bulldogs.
Up against the Eagles, I think many punters would have actually had the sweep to win this game, but I didn't think it was going to be a lot closer than it was.
I held out hope, and I actually did pick the Eagles. I thought maybe some cavalry back that were going to put in position, but clearly got that one.
Into footy, we see St Kilda up against Gold Coast. St Kilda, four. I'm picking Saints here.
Saints.
Over, we see Adelaide up against Richmond. Richmond's starting to get in their winning ways. Adelaide competitive, yeah, but I think Richmond a little bit too
strong. I don't know, but I picked Adelaide here. Richmond have won some, but definitely didn't expect them to win.
Well, I did last a rugby and they let me down, but well.
The only reason I'm picking Adelaide here. It's going to be
Melbourne against the Giants at the MCG. Melbourne just bowling along.
Yeah, they are just
100%, but still wins, and they're going to be a scary team if they can keep everyone fit and firing. I can't see how they get headed this year.
Early days, though, Gaffy. Early days, but yeah, I'll pick Melbourne.
Then we see Carlton against Port. I'm picking Carlton to bounce back.
Yeah, I'm picking Carlton. Only because Port has not been the poor this year at all.
Top four to now talking about Atlantic, wooden spoons. We see Essendon up against Freo at Marvel. Essendon starting to bite back, but I think Freo's
Freo's is going to be an excellent game. I think we'll find out a little bit more where both teams are at. If the Dolphins start rolling some more teams. Where is the Marvel?
Marvel, yeah.
Start rolling some teams like the Bombers at Marvel. Yeah, let's set up their season.
And then finish off the round with Easter Monday with the blockbuster that was. It's probably not as much of a blockbuster anymore. Hawthorn up against Geelong.
Yeah, so it always, even where they are on the ladder, they still tend to turn into cracking games. I'm picking Geelong, but I hope it gives like the last sort of 10 years of these games have.
Yeah, I'm Geelong there as well. But that's this week, tuning into Go Footy. Back on the air
for all things local. Waffle kicks off, or has already kicked off this weekend, so make sure to go down to Waffle. I think we are playing the ball today at about 2 o'clock.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys, and thanks for taking time out of your long weekend break to chat footy to us.
Thanks.
No worries. Thank you.
Enjoy.